Previously on Bates Motel.
I'm Emma's mother.
This isn't your earring, Norma. This is Emma's mother.
It's me again. It's Norma. Can you keep this secret about me?
What do you think about Norman?
If you want to know what's really wrong with Norman, you should talk to the person who knows him best.
My name is Norma Bates! And I'm still alive!
She's just out of control. She thinks that she knows what's best about everything, but she does not. How is Sam? Did you ever get to talk to him about how you were feeling?
I love you, Marion.
I don't know what's going on with him. It's like I'm living with a stranger.
Mother, I need to talk to you right now.
Stop playing games, Mother!
Mother? I don't like this, Mother. Mother? Oh, Sheriff, how are you?
I'm okay. I'd like you to come down to the station.
Of course. Everything okay?
I'd just like to talk to you about something.
I'll be right over.
Thank you, Norman.
Okay. All righty. Goodbye.
I was looking for stamps, and I found this. It's your mom's, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. I get why you kept it. Do you want me to put it back?
No, it's okay. It's not a big deal. Stamps are in the bedside table. Here, I'll clean this stuff up.
Just right. Them. Thank you for coming down, Norman.
It's my pleasure.
We're trying to find any leads possible to help us capture Alex Romero. I get that you didn't like him, but he was your stepfather. You must know something. Who his friends were.
Well, as far as I know, Alex Romero had no friends. At all. He was a lonely, very unhappy man. And I think that's why he latched onto my mother so completely and didn't want anyone else in her life.
I can't help but feel that his escape has something to do with him coming back here for some unfinished business. The tie-in to Jim Blackwell is too huge a coincidence. Do you have any idea what that reason might be?
No, I don't.
I understand there was an altercation at your mother's funeral. You got into a physical fight. Threats were made.
Yes, I just didn't want him there.
Why not?
I felt that he had been bad for my mother and that he was part of the reason she took her own life.
Some people are saying he blamed you for her death.
Yes, well, of course he would, Sheriff. He didn't want to believe it was his own fault. It was much easier to just blame it on the kid who just got out of the mental institution. I don't have anything else to tell you. Nothing to say about the man.
What about the visit you made to him in prison 24 hours before he escaped?
Oh, that was a quick visit. He didn't say much of anything, not that he ever does. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about it before, Sheriff. I just really didn't think it'd be relevant.
Right, so when I asked you the other day if he'd contacted you...
Well, technically speaking, he didn't contact me. But, you know, yes, I am sorry that I didn't tell you. I actually just find it hard to talk about it. I tell you the truth, I'm not even sure what I was looking for by going there. Maybe closure of some sort, but it was a deeply unsatisfying experience. Massive mistake. He said almost nothing and just stared. He looked like a madman, if I'm being honest.
It's possible you provoked him. He might be coming for you.
Yes, the thought has occurred to me.
Be careful.
Yes, I will.
Oh, and Norman. Just so you know, he's armed.
Way to his bar.
Oh, good afternoon. I was just wondering if a woman named Norma happened to be there last night.
Yeah, she left her car in the parking lot all night. It's still here. You know her?
Oh. Well, yes, I do. I'm a close friend, and I was just concerned.
Well, tell her I have her keys behind the bar. She needs to get it today, or I have to call a tow.
Okay, and, do you know if she was alone? Was there a man with her?
You mean, did she leave with a man? Probably.
Yes. Well, I'll Thanks for letting me know. I'll tell her that you have her keys.
Water.
I'm sorry.
Multitasking got the best of you?
Yeah, whoever decided we only need two arms is an asshole.
You could have woken me up.
It's fine, huh? I wanted you to have a break. It's good.
Well, I have an idea, sweet girl. Why don't I take you so Daddy can have both hands to make Mommy an amazing lunch?
Yeah, you might want to lower your expectations to just edible.
Honestly, I could probably eat the spaghetti out of the box. I am so hungry.
You deserve better than that.
Dylan. Come on. We're doing great. You're too hard on yourself. Everything's gonna be okay. Can we talk about the earring? Kept it for a reason, and I know you say that door is closed, but there are no absolutes. Maybe we should think about reaching out to your mom. I know it's complicated, but honestly, I've been thinking about her, and she is a nut. But how amazing would she be as a grandmother?
Look, I know that you think you have this superpower where you know what people want, even though that's not what they say. But it's getting really old, okay? And sometimes people actually do know what they want without you having to tell them. So if you could just drop the normal thing, it'd be great.
Got it.
Madeline, hi.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you. I'm so sorry about last night.
Yeah, you know what? Could I call you back?
I was just gonna call a cab. I have to go pick up my car.
Where's your car?
It was stolen. They just found it in a parking lot outside of a bar, but I need to go pick it up now.
Do you need a lift? I can pick you up.
No, I don't. I don't want to impose. It's a little far outside of town.
Off today, and Sam is back in Seattle, so I'm free. I could be there in 10 minutes.
Okay. Yes. Great.
Thank you. Of course. Okay, bye. I feel terrible about last night. What you must think of me.
I don't think anything bad. I just think you're lonely, Madeline, but I don't blame you.
I just don't want you to think that I was, like, setting you up, like I was inviting you over at night and...
And what? And what do I think you wanted to be with me, to have some human companionship and attention? Of course, yeah, I do think that, but I don't judge you for it. I understand. I sure understand what it is to be lonely, although I don't have a choice.
I don't understand.
I don't need you to understand my life, Madeline. I barely understand it myself.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You really didn't do anything wrong by inviting me over. But I do think that you should talk to your husband, because you're lonely and isolated for a reason. You just need to talk to him.
this part.
If you do that one more time, I'm gonna be late.
And be late.
Sam, I can't. I gotta get to work.
Your boss is an ass.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him not my boss. What if you didn't go back to Oregon? You could just stay here in Seattle. We could do it. Get married.
It's not fair, Marion. No, we can't right now.
I don't care about your debt.
You should.
Sam, do you love me? Do I love you?
I know you do.
Good. Then marry me already.
I have to be in White Pine Bay right now. There's opportunity.
Then I'll come to White Pine Bay.
You'd hate it.
I liked it. It was sweet.
That's because you were there one afternoon and we spent most of it in a motel room.
Well, like I said, I liked it.
Babe, it's claustrophobic. It's small and boring and everybody thinks they know who you are. You don't belong in a place like that, Marion.
The thing is, Sam, I never felt like I belonged anywhere.
Hey, listen, we're gonna have a big life. You just gotta give me time to make it happen. Please be patient.
I have been. You don't think I have other options?
Believe me, I know you have options. I see the way other guys look at you. And they think, I know I don't deserve you. I know.
No, Sam. I didn't mean that. I miss you.
You deserve the world. I want to be the guy who gives it to you. Just you gotta give me a little time. Come here.
I gotta go. Where have you been? Jeff Dunn has been here for 30 minutes. I can't do anything until you notarize those settlement charges.
I need to know.
Well, lucky for you, I'm good at small talk.
Come on in.
You were looking for me?
Yeah, there you are. My favorite notary public.
Ready to go.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so it's on.
There we go. Thank you.
Are you Mr. Dunn?
Thank you. There we go. Okay.
And now we make it official. Thank you, Marion.
Okay, I'll leave the gentleman to the rest.
Whoa. Aren't you going to say congratulations?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a great property, Jeff. Yeah, no. Great.
Hey, you want to see what $400,000 in cash feels like? It's much lighter than you'd imagine. It's funny.
Wow. Like a feather. Excuse me, I get bad migraines. I have to go.
Okay, sorry, sweetheart.
All righty. Well, thank you for the ride.
Why did you tell me that I need to talk to Sam? What could you possibly know about Sam that I don't know?
I met your husband before I ever met you. He brought a woman to my motel.
You must have seen someone else. Sam wouldn't do that to me.
I'm not wrong. I'm sorry.
So you've known this whole time that I've known you? And you and Sam both knew, and I was just this idiot in the middle.
I just didn't think it was my place. Adeline, I mean, I barely knew you.
I'm not even sure I believe any of this. You could just be saying this to drive Sam and I further apart. You can get out of my truck now.
Adeline, I was just...
Get out of my damn truck! Go!
Hey, you.
Hello. I called earlier about the Mercedes. The car. I'm here to pick up the car for Norma. I think you might have the keys behind the bar.
You care to drive, buddy?
Yes, thank you. Of course I am.
Here you go. Take care.
Excuse me? You didn't happen to see my friend Norma today, did you?
Is that a trick question?
No, it's not. But when she was in here, was she with anyone? Or maybe a man, very dark hair, eyes 6 foot, maybe with the look of an escaped convict.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, no, I'm fine.
It's all gonna be good. It's all gonna be good. It's all gonna be good.
I told you I needed you here early.
I know, I'm sorry. I woke up feeling terrible. I only came in because I knew this was important to you.
I hate these money transactions. I don't want the cash in the office over the weekend, and now Jeff wants me to show him the Capitol Hill property before he flies to New York, so I need you to deposit this money before the bank closes.
You usually do that yourself.
Yes, but Jeff is feeling a little enthusiastic, and I think it's safe to assume that this is not his only briefcase of cash.
Mr. Lowry? I was wondering, with Janet leaving, I'd like to submit myself for a position.
Oh, you're interested in Janet's job?
Yes. I've been here for 3 years. I think I've shown my value. I have my notary license.
Well, Marion, I don't mean to be harsh, but may I ask, do you have a college degree?
No, I don't.
You know, maybe you should consider pursuing that first. Take some night classes. Invest in your future. I mean, that would be great for you.
Would you at least consider a raise?
All right. One thing I really respect in my employees is a good sense of timing. Right now, I've got a very important client upstairs, and now is not an appropriate moment. Maybe we can talk about this on Monday. Maybe be on time. We'll help your case.
Of course. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I am happy to deposit the money.
Thank you.
Apologize for stopping therapy, but it wasn't because I wasn't taking care of myself.
I understand, Norman.
I hope you do. Because you really helped me a lot, Dr. Edwards. You helped me be able to go home to deal with everything that happened. I couldn't have done that without you.
It was a lot to go through, the death of your mother. So you're not having blackouts anymore?
Oh, no. No, not since I started the medicine.
Where are you getting your prescriptions? They haven't called me for a refill in a year and a half.
I just started going to a closer psychiatrist. It was too far to go to you, but I'm sorry. You don't believe me, do you?
I'm just glad you sat down to have coffee with me. When a patient leaves, you always wonder why. Was it something I did? Something I wasn't seeing? And I think I pushed you too far, too fast. And I'm sorry about that.
Why do you think that?
Because we were getting to some pretty interesting things when you left.
Interesting how?
Well, I pushed you to remember certain coping mechanisms that you had developed over the years to deal with trauma. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to handle this alone, Norman.
I'm not alone.
You have your mother still?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what I told you about her?
Sometimes I see Mother when she's not really there. And sometimes I become her.
That's right.
Well, that doesn't happen anymore. I just miss her, you know? That's why I'm upset.
Would you consider resuming our sessions?
I appreciate the chat, but I've just got to be getting back to my hotel. Be well.
Hey, it's Sam Loomis. Leave me a message. I'll get right back to you.
Sam, it's me. There's something important I have to tell you. Call me.
Can I see your driver's license, please?
Did I do something wrong, sir? I don't think I was speeding.
Your coat's hanging out of the trunk, Miss Crane.
They pull people over for things like that?
Well, it's blocking your license plate. You must have been in a hurry.
No, I always do dumb stuff like that.
Where are you headed?
San Diego. Surprising my boyfriend. Well, it was nice of you to let me know about my call, but really, it doesn't matter. It's just an old thing.
Here, pop your trunk.
Excuse me?
Pop your trunk. I'll fix it for you.
Sorry, I think I have a bad connection. I can't hear that well. I'm gonna try to take it on the porch to get a better signal. I'll be quick.
Hey, I can't really talk right now. I'm at dinner with a client.
Did you get my messages? I'm 30 miles outside of town.
What? What are you talking about? I just left you this morning.
Yeah, I know, Sam, but I did something crazy.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just need to see you. Should I just meet you at your apartment?
Hun, this is a really bad time. I'm not sure I can. I wasn't completely honest.
About what?
My living situation. Look, it's embarrassing. I've got this room in this guy's house. It's cheap. And I'm not supposed to have guests.
Well, just meet me at that motel. I don't care.
Yeah, let me just figure out when.
Sam. What's your name?
Emma, we need to talk.
Okay.
You need to know why I cut off contact with my mom. I think Norman is sick.
I know. He's sick, Dylan.
No, it's worse than you can imagine. Trust me. He gets really angry sometimes. And it's like when he's in that place, it's like he's filled with this rage, right? And it's like he could do anything.
What do you mean by anything?
Things happen around him. Bad things.
Like what?
Like your teacher, Blair Watson. Norman was with her the night she was killed. He was a suspect. They had him take a lie detector test and he passed, but something really never seemed right. This is gonna sound really crazy, Emma, but Norma told me that Norman killed his dad.
What?
Sam was... He was a really bad guy. He used to beat the shit out of my mom all the time. And I don't know. I think that Norman was trying to protect her, but I don't know exactly what happened. I mean, she tried to cover it up. She said that he didn't mean to. You know how she is. She'd do anything for me, even ignore the fact that he's... But But then you went into Pineview, and you know, I thought that maybe everything would be okay, and he'd be safe, and I could stop worrying all the time, because I felt like I was going crazy, Emma. I mean, he's my brother, he's Norman. And then Norman let him come home, and I realized that he wasn't okay. And then you found this.
Your mom's earring?
No, Em. It's your mom's earring. Norma kept it, I don't know why.
So why she left it at the motel when she was there?
Probably.
Probably, why didn't you just tell me it was hers?
Because I was worried that Norman did something to her.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, Emma, because I thought that I was being paranoid, and but your mom stayed at the motel, and Norma left Norman alone with her, and now we can't find her, and she never checked out.
My God, this is insane. So you're saying that Norman hurt my mom?
I don't know, Emma. That's why I never said anything.
Well, you should have told me. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't have any proof. Okay, I didn't say anything because I didn't know. All right, I asked Norma and she said that she couldn't deal, that it would break her, and so I left. I was a coward and I left because I wanted to be with you.
I need to go get her.
Let me get her.
You need to get out. You need to leave. You need to go and take a walk, because if you stay here, I'm going to start screaming, and I don't want Katie to hear that.
Sometimes I see Mother when she's not really there. Sometimes I become her.
What's happening?
Hey, are you okay?